Sports Station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The Score!
That was not a great transition. Mully at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday.
And our thanks to our executive producer. His name is Dustin Rhodes.
There's a natural-born leader trait that he has.
And what about Kevin Zipak? Shouldn't we thank him?
I categorize him as the GOAT, for sure.
See what I did there? And Ray, I don't have words. I don't have words. Thank you.
He handled every ethnic group that was involved in Major League Baseball without a problem for 33 years.
And now we get a chance to talk to Matt Spiegel, who's in for Dan. Hey, Matt, how are you?
Morning, Speaks.
Morning, guys. I have also handled every ethnic group in baseball without a problem for 33 years. As far as I know, no problems have been reported. How are you,
How are you doing this morning?
I am good. I'm excited to host on a Friday, to host solo without, you know, being encumbered by any number of partners that I've had.
What are you saying
the
there? He's saying no interruptions. That's what he's saying.
I'm saying I don't have to kowtow to anybody, damn it. I'm just going to let it fly. But no, man, I'm looking forward to it. It's not really a Bears Friday because we have Bearslessness on Sunday. And it's, you know, yesterday.
Speaks, come on. How long have you been in Chicago? It's always a Bears
Always.
Friday. Always. Look, a Bears
Even
Friday.
In the offseason.
Guys, you know, if I had my druthers, I would lead with the nuances leading into Game 3 tonight in the World Series. But
Our
we'll lead Bears.
Our game tonight.
We'll lead Bears, and you know it. But, I mean, yesterday, 70 degrees and sunny by the late afternoon, and me and the wife took a walk to the lake from here in the South Loop. A gorgeous day. Now it's dreary, and it looks like London in 1943, as it does outside the window. And but Sunday's going to be like 48 and cloudy for late October and a Bearsless Sunday. That's a win, right? And for Chicagoans, I think that's a win. It means go out and do something outside.
Well, I think London 43 would have had more explosions, but I think that's just off the top of my head.
Well, I don't know. Have you been in the South Loop lately,
Kevin? I always preferred Whitechapel and the Jack the Ripper era. That's always fun.
That's understandable. Well, you're my go-to guy on that stuff, Molly. That's for sure.
I like a foggy, dark kind of frightening night. That's me.
So, Matt, what are the possibilities that wake up Monday morning and the baseball season's over? Either the Rays or the Dodgers sweep the weekend and end it all on Sunday night?
I don't think it's going to play that way just because these teams are so good and there is a lot of volatility coming. It's going to be a bullpen game for the Rays tomorrow. Julio Urias will be making a start, and he's real good, but I don't know how long he can go. And there's bullpen volatility for the Dodgers. And the Rays don't die, man. So I'm glad they found a way to make it to five games. I think we'll get to six or maybe seven along the way. And I'm looking forward to it. That's for sure.
You know what's interesting is they've kind of practiced that kind of bullpen game, right? I mean, the White Sox saved theirs for elimination game of the season, but the Rays have gone along and gotten that thing down, so they won't be standing in a linebacker stance watching carefully because they've never done it before. It's nice to have practiced.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Well, they're masters of it. They sort of invented it, and they're really, really good at it. But as always, I watch the World Series with an eye on the Cubs and Sox, and I think about what are the trends we're seeing in the game. And, you know, Steve Stone has been very vocal and very direct on how he thinks pitchers ought to be handled these days and how some guys are starters and some guys are relievers. And not everybody can be used in like the wacky, malleable, flexible way where I'll start this guy, I'll pitch two innings today, and then 3 days later I'll do that. Like, not everybody can handle that. And there's one example of that for the Dodgers. This kid, Dustin May, with the gigantic red explosive afro and the 6'6" body and the fingers like Slender Man, that dude, and the great stuff. He's been horrible in this postseason because they're trying to use him as this, like, weird, you know, Swiss Army knife, throw at every situation, and it's just not playing. Not everybody is good that way. Some people like to have their roles defined, and that's still a factor in the game. So it fascinates me.
Well, that's why when game two rolled around and you're the Los Angeles Dodgers and you have the payroll they have,
yep,
I wondered, how in the world are they sending... that's their approach to the game two starter in the World mm-hmm. Series. I get mm-hmm. it in maybe different rounds or different parts of the season, but Speaks, that's the World Series. That was their game two starter and plan.
Yeah, no, I know. But here's the thing, because of the weird compressed schedule, and they did just have the off day, but tonight being the first of three in a row and the way that game was, it's like you kind of can't throw everything at every game the way that you're used to thinking about it in the postseason. There's a little bit more of that regular season approach of like, all right, we're trailing in this one. Let's throw Joe Kelly again. You know, let's go ahead. He's our worst guy. Let's go ahead and use him. There's a little bit of a let's punt on tonight and win tomorrow mentality that has to creep in for these guys in a different way than it has in postseasons past.
What are you anticipating when this ends? I mean, how bloody will the offseason get? And I'm not kidding. I said to David, we're always love talking hot stove, but will the stove even fire, right? I mean, we don't know who's got money, who's willing to pay anyone. We don't know if guys beyond the top tier will actually get legitimate offers. It could be really interesting.
I agree. The whole country is kind of having a big adjustment to the American dream, aren't they? Aren't you? You're like kind of having to rethink, well, what is a good salary?
Well,
what is
one,
a full-time
job? It's not
job?
A dream this year. Nah, it's more close
no,
to
this is true.
Nightmare.
This is true. This is true. But like just a readjustment of what are the top possibilities. Like, you know, the how are you question is such a tricky one these days. It really is. It has levels of answers. But to your point, Molly, it's like, I don't know, man. If you're out there and you're JT Real Muto, and are you expecting you're a high-end free agent catcher, probably the highest-end free agent position player, are you expecting to get a 5-6 year deal at way more than $100 million? Who's going to give that to you? Who actually is going to give that to you? Trevor Bauer's long stated, anticipated approach of taking a 1 year deal every year in free agency and just trying to maximize his control and maximize his money, that might be the right way to do things for a while now. And
great.
So give him
25, sign him for the White Sox, and then say, sure, you know, welcome to town.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice opportunity for the White Sox in that way, if that's indeed the way that Bauer wants to do it and how these guys are going to do it. I feel like the White Sox might be in this weird advantageous place this offseason.
Well,
because of some of those things.
But like, you know, for instance, is James McCann getting a lot of big offers? Could he end up coming back just because it's not outrageous? What about Colome, right? I mean, everyone's, oh, well, mm-hmm. you know, you can get by without a closer. You don't really need him. I watch the games. It's a high-wire act. But if you could get him at a decent price, do you consider it? Is there a market out there for sort of the I don't want to call them the cast-off crew, but guys that you mm-hmm. might make a hard decision on?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I think a lot of people don't know exactly what the market is going to look like. Let me run this by you real quick. I feel like the White Sox might have an advantage over other teams because they historically have not been dependent on day-of-game revenue at the ballpark. I feel like things have kind of turned around in a way with the weirdness of the economic model that the sweetheart deal they've had with the city and the stadium, the fact that it's sure they'd love to draw 30,000 or 40,000 people, but they haven't been able to bank on it. Meanwhile, if you're the Cubs and you're the Cardinals and the Yankees and some of these other teams that are counting, the Red Sox, you're counting on all those people and all those beer sales, you're having to rejigger how you do business. The White Sox, it's never really been about that.
That's not a bad bit, Speaks. I mean, you might want to work on it a little bit before inside the clubhouse tomorrow, but I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad.
I you know, here's my wonder, though. Listen, are billionaires making more money than ever in this country, despite everything that's going on? I mean, I keep hearing about how well off and how well-heeled many people are. I get it. They're running businesses and they're not getting the profits that they used to get, and that's going to be reflected in the amount of money they're willing to pay and all that. But even if it's just imaginary, the number, the amount of revenue that the value of the clubs have has grown would seemingly indicate that they can weather this a lot better than the majority of humans, and maybe still do some of the things that we expect them to do for the glory of the game.
Yeah, I guess I feel like, Mully, it really is dependent on how your business is run. And maybe it's the fact that I'm so steeped in relationships professionally and personally, right, with live event people, with music live event people, or people who own venues, that the live event economy, whether it's catering or music or certain sports teams, are just so decimated at having to... Yep. To rethink how they do things. I mean, it's interesting to me. I don't know how many people the White Sox have laid off. Not as many as some other teams. Part of that with the loyalty of Jerry, but look how many people the Cubs have laid off. The Cubs organization is decimated right now on the business side, on the professional side, because they've been able, like Papa Joe said in that video that got released before Tom even bought the team, whether they're good or bad, 30,000 people come. Whether they're good or bad, people come. And they've just been able to count on that, and they've maximized how much money they can make every day. And now that's just not, this is not a thing. And it's not going to be a thing next year either.
For your premise to be true about the White Sox, doesn't Jerry Reinsdorf have to be committed to spending? And do we know that he is? Do we know that that'll happen? And because everything is relative, and I think it's a great point about the game day experience, the Sox aren't as dependent upon that in terms of their budget as the Cubs certainly are. The Cubs, as much as any team in baseball. But will Reinsdorf spend if they need to, you know, they identify somebody, they target a guy, maybe it's Bauer, maybe it's somebody else, but will he pony up?
Well, here's where the other factors tie in. Number one, you've been really frugal and smart the way that you've locked up all your position players. So you've got a tremendous amount of flexibility. And if the market says one-year deals or two-year deals, then you're not tying yourself up 3 years from now or 2 years from now. It's a short time horizon. So all of a sudden, those factors are combining to put the White Sox in a good place. We'll still put it together, David. You're right. I need to workshop. I appreciate the conversation.
Hey, well, you might have a manager on a two-year deal who might want to just be here for 2 years.
Well, I mean, 78 is old to be considering year three, I think.
Or four more years.
Oh, God.
What have you to do, Matt? Do you have anyone joining you? You don't want anyone interrupting you. We know that. But will it be a soliloquy? How will you carry it out?
Frankly, you guys have been talking too much, frankly. No, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to start with some Bears conversation as I've been working to reframe the season for myself. I feel like I'm missing a great year. So we're going to talk about that off the bat. Doug Glanville is going to join at 9:40. You guys know Doug. I love talking to Doug.
Yeah.
It's the best. Anthony Herron is here for the entire 10 o'clock hour. So we'll talk Bears and maybe a little Big Ten as the Big Ten approacheth finally. And then the 11 o'clock hour, I have some baseball thoughts. And I want to talk, bring in Jay Zawoski and talk about the Blackhawks thing from a wider perspective of organizational structure. Because I don't know about you guys, but when John McDonough left, this is not what I expected, was the Stan Bowman flex like we're having here. The availability and full power on display of Stan Bowman is not exactly what I expected when John McDonough left, but that's what we're getting.
So, I like it. Have a good show.
Thank you, boys.
Take care.
A wonderful weekend. Have a wonderful weekend. That is Mully and Haw. It is indeed me, Matt Spiegel, sitting in for Dan Bernstein. I'm available on your Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. You can tweet me at Matt Spiegel670. You can tweet the show at Bernstein670 as we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Your local Hyundai dealers. The Tech Zone, you can reach me at 312-644-6767, is accessible and brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Your phone calls are going to be welcome all morning long at 312-644-6767, as well as your texts. And when we come back, I'll share those Bears thoughts with you as I feel like I've been missing a great season. Doug Glanville at 9:40 on the World Series and more, but help me reframe the year so I can have better vibes, babe, on game day. That's next. It's Spiegs in for Bernsie on 670 The Score.
Thank you very much.
Mully and Hall, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports morning show, period.
Blackhawks GM Stan Bowman.
How do you explain to those people where accountability lies within the organization?
David, there's accountability, and yeah, you're right. Not every decision we've made has worked out. You know, when you're chasing the cup and you trade first-round draft picks and young players, you don't feel the pain right away because those players don't help you for 2, 3, 4 years down the road.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670. The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is coming soon. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who found the key to the right coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online.
I took my time and found the best Medicare Advantage plan for me at myhealthpolicy.com.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plan, so I called myhealthpolicy.com.
And finally, Michael.
I prefer face-to-face, so I chose myhealthpolicy.com and enrolled on the spot.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to learn about top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START, myhealthpolicy.com. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
This segment on 670 The Score is brought to you by Burlington Stores. Have you been to Burlington? They have incredible deals and amazing styles at up to 60% off other retailers' prices. And no coupons needed. It's your one-stop shop for fall. Go to Burlington.com to find your store. Burlington! Love the deals.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or for details.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the Farmers Signal app, and that could get you up to 15% off your auto policy. That's just for using the app and driving like the normal speed limited hearing full stop making lane change signaling human being you are. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state and discount varies. Only available with select Farmers branded policies subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Drug and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
While Congress works to provide relief for shuttered music venues across the country, Goose Island continues to do its part to help save Chicago's small independent music venues.
Here we are tonight at Thalia Hall, the jewel of Pilsen.
We're at Martyrs on Lincoln Avenue.
Here at Subterranean.
Here we are at the Beat Kitchen.
We are here at the Hideout. Let's hear it once again for Chuvas, huh?
Since 1988, when Goose Island Beer Company started serving beers to Chicagoans, we've drank, danced, and sang along at these venues that make up our city's music scene. Without these clubs, Chicago wouldn't be the same. These places bring us together. So in their honor, Goose Island is offering a special brew to support the Chicago Independent Venue League. Civil Pale Ale is available exclusively at the Goose Island Tap Room at 1800 West Fulton Street while supplies last. Please visit gooseisland.com for tap room hours and Civil Pale Ale availability so you can help Goose Island save our stages.
It's not every day you have to replace a water heater, more like every 10 years. The Home Depot can help with a wide selection of the latest models from Rheem and a helpful online water heater buying guide to make choosing the right Rheem easy. From gas to electric, tankless, even smart models that can spot a leak before it happens. Water heaters have come a long way. You don't have to. Click the banner for the latest Rheem water heaters and helpful answers and advice from our water heater buying guide. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Winter is just days away, and this could be one for the record books. Shred through one blizzard after another with a powerful new Toro Power Max 2-stage snowblower. It's compact, easy to use, and it's a beast on snow. And right now, get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max. We'll make sure to get you through that first snowstorm with confidence. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro snowblower, America's number one brand in snow. Toro, count on it.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get the claim-free discount, which gives you money off your homeowner's policy if you've been claim-free for 3 consecutive years. Also applies for 3 successive years, 3 years straight, and what's known to insurance fans as the claim-free three-peat. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policies, subject to terms and conditions underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Your voice. Your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered. Learn the issues. And vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
With it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional
You don't know what the hell you're doing!
Dan Bernstein.
The guy is full of hot air.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
Good morning, everybody. It's me, Matt Spiegel, in for Dan Bernstein today. Bernsey's got Friday off. Hope he enjoys that. Download the radio.com app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station on Facebook where you can. Like the 670 The Score page. Guests will be joining us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford is in Melrose Park. And as I mentioned, we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And you can hang out with me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. And that's where you see me in space. I have chosen the virtual background because I move around the house, frankly. It is a two-bedroom condo in the South Loop. And depending on who's home, who needs to do what televisions are in use, what the weather is, and what windows and doors are open, me and the computer, we move around, so I remain in space. The good news is that every once in a while, like right now, the kitchen is in my background, and every once in a while, you will get my wife doing dishes in the background or something, and she will step into space. So she will move forward and appear in space with me, and I feel like the movie Gravity, where I'm George Clooney, obviously, and she's Sandra Bullock, just kind of jetpacking over to me, because that's the way that space travel works. That's the way that space technology works, is you can just jetpack from one spot in space to the other. Very much under control. Looking forward to talking to you all morning long. It speaks 312-644-6767 is the number that you can call at any time, and you can text it along the way as well. And I mentioned this to Mully and Haw, and it was nice to do transition with them, that I feel like I'm missing a great season for the Bears. I know what I wanted them to be, and maybe you're here with me. I need to figure out if I'm alone, and I'm probably not, but I know what I wanted them to be. I wanted them to be an offense that moved the ball, that made big plays, that got leads, that set up a defense to play like Khalil Mack said the other day, there was blood in the water with a lead. And obviously that's not what they are. This offense is horrific by any metric. 28th in yards per game, 28th in rushing yards per game, 27th in scoring. That's not what they are. I wanted them to be a modern, finally, a modern cutting edge point scoring offense, putting up 30 on the regular. But that's not what
we definitely want to get to that touchdown, touchdown, touchdown mode.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And we all thought that they would at some point. Not necessarily with Mitch, but here's Foles. Okay. All right. But what they are is a 5-1 team. And that means they're a playoff team. Since 1990, of all the 5-1 teams in the history of the NFL, 83% of them make the playoffs. Yeah, I said it. 83% of them make the playoffs. 60% of those 5-1 teams won their division. They have a 60% chance based on the history of the last 30 years of winning the division. 10% of 5-1 teams won the Super Bowl.
I'm pretty excited right now. We're 5-1.
Yeah, you should be. And I should be too, but I haven't been. And I'm going to try and get myself there this week. Try and get myself there by the time the Monday night game comes around against the Rams. Because here's what they are. They're a 5-1 team that believes in themselves and their ability to win. They don't quit. Every game, they don't quit. They have come back and won in really weird, improbable ways. They have made some big throws at crucial moments. They have made massive defensive stands. They find ways to win, and that is a credit to Matt Nagy, head coach. They are a 5-1 team with a veteran quarterback that knows the offense, who can find little wrinkles and little ad libs to make big plays when needed. And a veteran quarterback who should know enough not to kill you. That interception that he threw backing up and lofted in the air after the Bears had just taken the ball away was absolutely brutal. But Nick Foles is a game manager with upside. And they are a truly great defense. Truly great. I think it's the best Bears defense we've seen since the Lovie Smith years. And in some ways, it's more satisfying as well. I think they're a better defense than they were in 2018, at least so far. You know why? Because they don't have the takeaways and the big flash defensive touchdowns that they had in 2018, and yet they're still this good. They are ninth in sacks. They are 13th in takeaways right now in the NFL. They were second in takeaways in 2018. What they are is a defense that makes the plays when they must. They're second, as you probably know by now, in third down percentage. Third down percentage. They are first in red zone percentage. They are getting off the field when they need to get off the field. That's where you have to show it, and they do. And the fact that they don't have the explosive game-changing plays, and they're still this good, that means that they're doing it with consistent tackling, consistent coverage, smart positioning, complementary football on defense. It's the ways that are somewhat more difficult to quantify at times, but we get to watch and count on. We get to know that, man, this defense is great. Go ahead, take the ball. Go ahead. Or, yeah, punt. This is why we all wanted Matt Nagy to run, so he burned that last time out of the opposition. So he made them burn their last time out, Carolina, so the Bears defense could get on the field, and we felt good about that. It's really cool and really rare in the league, this league especially, to have a defense like this. And if the takeaways start to come, then watch out. My vibes personally have not been as good as they need to be on game day. I mean, because no win has been by double digits, their average win differential is 2. Even the 2006 Rex Grossman team that this feels like on some level had an average point differential of 10 when they won games. They won games by an average of 10 points. That's not happening now. And you listen to the coaches and Nick Foles talk this week, and they're trying to talk themselves in to how they should feel, because they're disappointed in the offense too. They spend a lot of their games saying, man, I wish we could do more. And then they try to balance some realism with some joy and some acceptance of what they are. Listen to Matt Nagy talking about the defense. This is, Ray, is this after Sunday or is it on Monday? Either way, it's Matt Nagy kind of giving voice to what I'm talking about here, because he's disappointed in the offense, as we all have been.
What's unfortunate here is that what I hate talking about all this time is that our defense played lights out today, you know, and that's where, like, I don't know. I understand we want to look at all the negatives and stuff, but really, guys, I mean, what's pretty cool is that our defense played lights out today. They played awesome against a good offense. And so I just want to be careful of getting too much of that, because I'm pretty excited right now. We're 5-1.
I have not enjoyed it as much as I wish that I had. And we know why, because here came Matt Nagy from the high-flying Chiefs with his fancy offense, and there was some moments in that first year, lots of them, with the trickeration and all the wacky plays on the goal line and so many defensive players being used on offense. It was like, oh, boy, here we go. Got a guy. You know? Finally, we're stepping forward. But no, That's not who the Bears are. This Bears team is like a lot of Bears teams you've had in the past. And didn't you enjoy those more? Or were you as frustrated as you have been during the course of this year? During the Lovey years, you knew it was going to be defense first. You figured that's what it was. And he went through offensive coordinators, whether it's Terry Shea or Ron Turner or John Shoup, all those different guys, and Mike Martz. And you kept thinking, all right, maybe the offense will catch up. And during the Cutler years, you're like, yo, is there a moment? And Trestman gets here, and it's like, oh, here we go. Modern offense, all right. And then that was so disappointing. But still, I feel like whether it was 2010 or whether it was the aforementioned 2006, these defense-led Bears teams of our past, I enjoyed myself a lot more. So it's partially my fault. And they're trying to embrace it and wrap their heads around it, and I feel like it's time I did the same. Who's with me? Let's embrace what they are instead of comparing them to what I wished they were going to be.
Go Bears!
But I feel like that will enable me to have a more enjoyable game night or game day. Of course, by the time Monday night rolls around, if they start crapping the bed on offense, I might have to talk myself into it anew. But want to know how you feel about that at 312-644-6767. That's the number to text. That's also the number to call. This update studio, this segment is being brought to you by Glenview Luxury Imports. The North Shore's newest Alfa Romeo and Maserati dealership has arrived. Visit GLIGlenview.com. They've got it. You can call us at 312-644-6767. Or you can text. This text speaks. Couldn't agree more. At the beginning of the season, several Bears beat writers commented that it would be impossible to be as bad on offense. Well, 6 weeks in, still a dumpster fire with the middle of the road. Oh, this team would be unstoppable. We're not asking for much. That's J-Mock. This one, it's like pulling your approach way right, but it hits a tree and ricochets to 3 feet from the hole. You tap in for birdie to break 90 for maybe the fourth time of your life, but all you focus on are the three putt and the water ball. You broke 90. It's your 2020 Bears. Enjoy the fact that you broke 90. Yes, it's okay to enjoy that. Imagine if the two Eddie Jackson pick sixes were not called back. Then you'd have those flash plays to go along with. But don't forget that this quarterback is capable, and he has shown you he is capable of diagnosing things on the line and calling kill and changing to the appropriate play and telling receivers and or running backs where to go and then making a perfect throw on the ball. An absolutely perfect throw on the ball. We're going to switch gears in a few minutes and talk to Doug Glanville about the World Series. But till then, considering the Bears and considering this NFL and where things stand, the Bears have a defense that has allowed less than 20 points per game. There's only six teams in the NFL that have allowed less than 20 points per game. The Bears are a better defense scoring-wise than every other team in the division by 8 points. 8 points! The second-best defense in the division, the Central Division, has allowed 27. It's crazy how good they are, and yet it's been somewhat unenjoyable. I'm looking forward to a Bears-less Sunday. You know you're a Chicagoan when you look at 48 degrees and cloudy on a Sunday and think, that's not bad. It's not bad. I could do that. It is an opportunity for you to go out and do something with the family or sit around and watch Red Zone if you can get away with it. But if you can't, in the past, the bye week or the Bears having an island game has always been a nice opportunity to lie to the people in your house if they're not totally hip to the schedule and say, honey, I'm going to sacrifice my Sunday. I'm going to step up. And you know what? I don't need to watch the game this week. That's okay. You're more important. We are more important. Let's go and do something together. And if you're lucky, she or he has not looked at the schedule and won't realize the sacrifice you're making is a fake one. And maybe they'll find out on Monday when you actually turn on the Monday night game. Oh, wait a minute. That's the Bears. Yeah. So be careful in how you word it, perhaps. But it is indeed a pumpkin patch opportunity. If people are still doing that, what are the numbers at the pumpkin patches these days in terms of both attendance and the spread of the coronavirus? I don't know. Shep, do we have that? There's no Shep. There's Jay. There's Ray. But if people still are doing the pumpkin patches, this is a terrific Sunday opportunity for it. Or if you're a hater of the pumpkin patch ventures, this Sunday is a freaking nightmare. Last Sunday before Halloween, decent weather. People been cooped up for 8 months. It's the Bears with an island game, so they're not playing. This should be the most crowded pumpkin patch Sunday of the season. So
I am a pumpkin patch hater because all it is full of bees and children covered in Kool-Aid and candy. So it's a horrible mix. And I saw a picture of Bankston's pumpkin patch. It looked like Woodstock. Not interested. They've got pumpkins at the Jewels.
Yeah, but Jay, do you know they serve apple cider there and it's only $8.50?
Yep. They got that at the Jewels too.
What they do now, what they do at the pumpkin patches is what they've done at carnivals for a while now. It's where you have to buy tickets to like take your kids onto the rides. It is the biggest grift it's the biggest grift in the history of gatherings. It really is. Because you spend like $20 for 10 tickets and then it's like 6 tickets to do one thing and then it's 7 tickets to do something else. You have to go back and spend another $20 and you always end up somehow with like 4 different packages of 4 tickets a piece in your pockets that you haven't used and you've wasted $40. Every
right.
time.
You're paying $70 for the experience of being stung by bees and catching coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah. They do sell pumpkins at the Jewels. We need to talk pumpkins later on because I've had a Halloween revelation just this past week. A brand new layer of handyman DIY has been added to my pumpkin carving life, and it has absolutely transformed my Halloween traditions. I can't wait to carve my next pumpkin. How about that? Like I might go to a second pumpkin to carve in this season just because I've figured something out. I've gone next level.
Can't wait to hear it, buddy.
Oh, I'm sure that was really disingenuous, but I love you and I love your show. Doug Glanville, the former Philly, the former Cub. You can read him at The Athletic, hear him on the Starkville podcast, see him on the Marquee Sports Network. One of my favorite guys to talk baseball with. We'll do that next right here on 670 The Score. It speaks in for Bernstein.
Don't miss a special Bears Monday on Tuesday on The Score. It's an all-day Bears recap. Listen in as The Score guys react to the Bears Monday Nighter with the Rams. Plus, get analysis from our team of Bears experts, including Olin Krutz, Tom Thayer, Hub Arkish, Anthony Heron, Brad Biggs, Boomer Esiason, and Patrick Manley. Plus, we'll take your calls, too. A special Bears Monday on Tuesday, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by Elmhurst BMW and Loyola Medicine.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
At
JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon. Or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacements, so if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-FARMERS.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Now for the legal something.
Optional coverage not available in every state. Only available with select Farmers branded policy, subject to terms and conditions, underwritten by Farmers Truck and Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate.
Goose Island first brewed Women of the House in 2018 to honor the record number of women elected to political office and as a tribute to the women of craft beer. Goose has continued this tradition on International Women's Day each year, celebrating women in the brewing industry. This year, for the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment that finally gave women the right to vote, Goose Island is releasing Women of the House this month in cans for the first time. It's available at the Fulton Street Tap Room, Clybourne Brew House, and beyond. Women of the House is a guava wheat pale ale brewed with Southern Passion, Meridian, and Belma hops, bringing various fruity flavors to the beer. Lift a can today to salute these women, and in honor of 100 years of women's suffrage and all the women who made it possible, Goose reminds you to speak up and vote. Our democracy works best when all eligible voters participate. Register now at vote.gov and make your voice heard on November 3rd.
Speaks in for Bernstein, World Series chatter and more with Doug Glanville in 60 seconds.
As a pro, you've got what it takes to do your job. But for some jobs, it's good to know you can rent what it takes from the Home Depot. Like pro-grade tools and large equipment. Everything from skid steer loaders and concrete saws to paint sprayers. The kind of gear you need when you need it, only when you need it. And when you're done, just bring it back. For the pro-grade tools you need to finish the job, start with a click on homedepot.com/rent. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Four.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
That's pretty well hit in the left. The wall in is gone. Second of the night for Brandon Lowe. And this is a 5-0 game.
To say that my mind wasn't going different places during that kind of struggle would be lying to you. You know, there were times that I wasn't feeling too good, but, you know, that's what is so great about this team, this coach and stuff like that. You know, as soon as I started dragging my feet, you know, somebody was right there to pick me up and tell me to, you know, focus up and let's get going. And just pure joy going into that dugout after hitting that home run. I mean, everybody's happy. Everyone's jumping up and down. You know, it's not an individual thing out there, it's everyone with the team, and you know, whatever helps the team win.
That's Brandon Lowe, who was terrific during the regular year, maybe the Tampa Bay Rays' best player, and then having a brutal postseason, but Kevin Cash kept trotting him out there, number two in just about every lineup, and he rewards Kevin Cash with a couple of home runs the other night in game two. It's Matt Spiegel in for Bernsey on 670 The Score. And there's nobody I like talking baseball more with than Doug Glanville, who joins us next on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford is in Melrose Park. You can read Doug at The Athletic and many other places, New York Times on occasion. Hear him on Starkville, as I do, and did this week when David Price was their guest, he and Jason Stark. And you can see Doug on the Marquee Sports Network. Is that everything, Doug, or do I have other employers to mention? I'm happy to.
Well, I'm standing at ESPN Studios over here, so I guess you can add that in there.
All right, there it is. There it is.
To thanks UConn, for making time. I don't know.
Yeah, well, thanks for making time, man. I appreciate it very much this morning. It's really nice to have these two teams here. I feel like the postseason, because of the compressed schedule and the lack of days off, replicated the regular season better than the postseason usually does. And maybe because of that, we ended up with the two correct teams. Do you feel like these are the two best teams? And what do they have in common in that sense, if you would, Doug?
Yeah, they certainly are. You know, they and by record alone is one aspect of it. But I was big on the Rays in spring training, in part because they had the talent, but they also had a model that was set up well for a short season. They're the masters of small sample sizes. And you have a team with very little payroll going against the Dodgers, which have virtually unlimited payroll with all the talent and all the opportunity. And Andrew Friedman, who's the common denominator between the two organizations, who built the Rays on a large scale in the sort of analytics mindset, and went over to the Dodgers where he had the resources. So it's quite a collision, and I think they certainly were the best teams this season.
So the Rays, it's fun to talk about their economic efficiency, but it's really their strategic inventiveness that I love so much and should get a lot of the attention. The way they handle pitching, not every pitcher can handle this, though. Is that right? I'm seeing Dustin May being kind of sent back and forth between starter, opener, reliever, and I don't feel like it's really working for him. His stuff doesn't look quite as good, his comfort level. I guess what I'm trying to say is, as much as we want to think of these guys as, Swiss Army knife, flexible dudes you throw at any situation, does it take a special mindset for a pitcher, you think, Doug, to be able to handle that kind of responsibility?
It does, and it's not just pitchers. It's also position players, the way they have almost like a cavalcade that comes in, right? The cavalry against lefties versus the cavalry against righties. I mean, they're not afraid to swap out five or six players and when a new pitcher comes in. They are built that way, and they groom through their culture that way, where you have a certain understanding that, okay, just be ready at any given day. Yeah, there's starters, there's generally starters, but that's just kind of a name. It might change depending on what the opponent does, because they're trying to maximize every situation, every matchup. And that is a different culture, but you don't have to look too far back in Cubs history where when Joe Maddon was sort of rising in 2016, you knew that there was a lot of position players in the Cubs that were prepared to play anywhere. Schwarber, and it's like, all right, if I have to play third, left, whatever. So that has become much more popular and expected in this culture, but I do think the Rays have been at it for a longer period of time. They make sure players buy in early on that they're going to be used in this fashion.
Yeah, that was David Price's answer when you and Jason had the conversation, is what do you see similar between the Dodgers and the Rays? And he said culture. He talked about that because you wonder whether what the Rays do is replicatable in a big market with big stars and a big payroll. But Price would seem to say that it was. Do the Dodgers have that similar culture?
It's similar, but that big scale is tricky because you have a lot of superstar players that are pretty much out there every day. A little bit more set up on, okay, they're starters, they have an excellent pitching staff. But the fact that the Rays would be willing to run out there, if necessary, three games in a row using seven pitchers, that's another level. And, Clayton Kershaw certainly is, had his relief appearances here in the postseason, but, he didn't come up with that type of structure. And so it is different. But that's the ways the Rays can win, and that small sample size can't be understated, because 162 games with the Rays is different. Now, that is a different type of outcome, and they've been good. They've been really good in some cases, but this 60-game schedule is definitely to their advantage.
Doug Glanville joining us here on 670 The Score. Have you seen somebody with better baseball instincts than Mookie Betts as you've been watching and playing the game?
Well, if there are not many, I'll tell you, he's incredible. And It showcases the intangibles and the things that still haven't been quite quantified, right? And as much as we have analytics as the backbone of baseball since its inception, it's different. You see that he impacts a game in so many different ways, in ways that many players don't take advantage of. Just the read on the contact play from third base to score, that alone is something. A lot of players hesitate. They go back. If he doesn't do that exactly that way, he's out at home. And so single-handedly, when you have a guy who stands at home plate and he's already in scoring position, because either he could hit the ball in the ballpark, he could hit a double, or he can get on first base and steal two bags and be a third, with or without a hit. he's you know, really playing his best baseball, and you can see he's an impact player.
So I always wonder, like, what's to learn from this stuff? I've heard about Mookie forever. I remember when Theo got here and he would talk about this prospect they had in Boston in these glowing terms, because he had, you know, nobody had ever done better on the neurological scouting stuff that they had than Mookie Betts, and the way that everybody would talk about him. And here it is, and it still plays out. So is it a matter of trusting what you see and what you can glean from a person in terms of their athletic instincts, in terms of the way they play the game, instead of being smitten by particular skills? I'm trying to figure out what to learn from it, Doug.
Yeah, well, I think what's kind of beautiful about it is baseball still has to be about people. You know, there's so much discussion about analytics and numbers, and you know, we all love numbers as baseball fans, but on the other side, you still want to retain that humanity, that part of it that is intangible, that gets you out of your chair. I mean, there's people who hit 330 and could bore you to sleep, and there's people who hit 305 or 272, and you look up, and every time they come to bat, you just can't wait. Like Darryl Strawberry, I grew up watching the Mets a lot in Jersey, and, you know, he didn't necessarily hit for a high average all the time and all that, but you just came and said, you know, this is exciting. So, you know, we want to still have that soul of the game. And when you have a player like Betts who kind of combines the two, he can be an analytics dream and, you know, put up numbers, but also wow you because he doesn't take any play for granted. You know, that's a special player. And if nothing else, you want to try to model yourselves after him.
We're of a similar age, Doug, and a similar geographical beginnings there in Jersey. I remember when Strawberry was the pick and him on the back of the newspapers, and then when you saw that swing for the first time, you're like, oh my God, look how beautiful and smooth that was. So that's one of your early archetypes, huh? I'm betting that Doc Gooden is one of your early archetypes in terms of a flame-throwing phenom as well.
Yeah, I mean, not exactly. And I mean, baseball, yes, there's the purity, and I appreciate that. I also realize you have to entertain, you have to be excited, you have to inspire. Mm-hmm. And those things are very difficult, if not impossible, to quantify. And when you have, you're in the World Series and you have that center stage, it's great to see a player like Mookie Betts be able to showcase, you know, how he can turn a fly ball into right field into something that you're like, you want to play on, you know, on loop, you know? So, so that is the opportunity that baseball has, given it's kind of the only game in town in terms of playoffs right now. And certainly these teams are well ready to be able to inspire us in these ways.
All right, let's zoom it out for a second. Doug Glanville, in wanting to promote more contact and more of a willingness to hit for contact, I'm allowing myself to entertain ideas like eliminating the shift. That kind of thing. I brought it up to Boog Sciambi. He yelled at me, chastised me, said, Spiegel, you're better than that. No, you want them to aim it? These guys are having a hard time making contact at the beginning. Now you want them to aim it? Is there a rule or is there something that you would consider to try and promote some more balls in play in this beautiful game?
I mean, I believe wholeheartedly it's important, and the game is more interesting when the ball's in play and people get to be athletes and run after balls and people are in motion. And I think that's important. And we saw Dodger game 2, 15 strikeouts as a team. That's a team that was the fourth toughest to strike out, by the way, during the regular season. And so it is a problem when you don't see a lot of action. And part of it is pitching, where the emphasis of just throw as hard as you can while you're in there, the velocity is there. And then the mentality saying, well, look, instead of saying I have two strikes, let me protect, I say, I have one more strike to hit the ball out of the ballpark. I mean, that's the mentality. So there is no real shortening up and contact focus. And with the fact that the data has shown that shifting and ways to take away hits is effective, and they're saying, fine, you want to, you know, if you're whoever, Anthony Rizzo, and you want to hit three ground balls to the left side of the field and get three singles, okay, that's cool, because that's still better than his three-run home run he would hit if we keep challenging him inside and not shifting. So they make the calculation, and baseball has become more of an odds-making affair, you know, saying, well, you know, if I steal third and I make it, I've increased my, you know, run probability by 20%. But if I get caught, I lose by 40% because nobody's on base anymore in scoring position. So instead of saying, well, wow, that's still an exciting thing, a play, because it's the minority report, and if you make it like Dave Roberts did in the against the Yankees to change history, then it's exciting and it's inspiring. But instead it's saying, well, I'm just not going to do it at all. So that's why you see the erosion of a lot of things, stolen bases and bunts and moving. And, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, this old school thing, but it's the idea that you eliminate things just on numbers and you start to build around it. So you become, as Joe Madden, who was on our podcast, he said, everybody's building a Ford, you know, everybody's building the same car.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with Fords. It's just the fact that you're not really doing things differently because everybody's working off of the same data. And that's not inspiring. It's not inspiring. It's a concern. So I think it falls into the same thing about, you know, getting the ball in play. And it's going to take a cultural shift because, once again, if you're a kid in high school, they're telling you, hey, throw 95, that's how you get drafted. So I don't know if it's going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah, I like a nice, inefficient Jeep every once in a while, right? Or a nice inefficient a sports car, some high-performance thing that burns a lot of gas. That's okay. That's okay as well every once in a while. Doug, thanks, man. Appreciate the time. And I know your busy baseball schedule continues. So enjoy the World Series, man. Appreciate you.
Okay, Matt. Really appreciate having on. And let's talk again before this series is over.
All right, I'm in. Thank
right.
you, Doug.
Great.
You're the best.
All right, fine. Take care.
As Doug Glanville. Love talking to him. Usually we squeeze some music conversation in, but not this time. This segment on The Score brought to you by Toro Snowblowers. For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max Snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max Snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro. I'm excited. It's Friday. And it's the Bernstein Show with Spiegel sitting in, and that means that Anthony Herron is my partner for the next hour. Looking forward to that very much. Bears and Big Ten as well with Anthony Herron next on 670 The Score.
Bears fans, can the 5-1 Bears muster up some consistent offense when they take on the Rams in a primetime Monday night matchup? All of our shows and team of Bears experts are talking Bears right up to game time on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
For grisly winters, you need a Toro Power Max snowblower. It's a beast on snow. Act now. Get up to $100 off on select Toro Power Max snowblowers. See your Toro retailer now. Win winter with a Toro.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
go to MyHealthPolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans. Or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates MyHealthPolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.
At JCPenney's Power Penny Days, the prices bring good cheer for all. Jumpstart your holiday saving with $7 select JCPenney Home Quick Dry Towels and $15 select St. John's Bay sweaters for her or flannels for him. Plus, get an extra 25% off a coupon. Or shop stunning $19 select 1/10 carat diamond jewelry. Short on time? Shop online and pick up curbside. The holidays are starting early at JCPenney. Offers valid 10/22 to 10/25. Conditions and exclusions apply. Jewelry offer excluded from coupon. See store or jcp.com for details.
You get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. So much, I'm going to have to speed things up. You can get new car replacement. So if your car is totaled, Farmers will pay to replace it with a new one of the same make and model. Like reuniting with an old friend with the added benefit of that new car smell. So it's really new car and new car smell replacement. Get a whole lot of something with Farmers Policy Perks. Start with a quote by calling 1-800-